KORN News Radio Sports. I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Few suspensions the NBA handed down yesterday following a Monday night fight between the Detroit Pistons and Charlotte Hornets. Detroit center Isaiah Stewart, he received a 7-game suspension, with the league citing his history of unsportsmanlike conduct and for leaving the bench during the altercation. Hornets forwards Miles Bridges and Musa Dabonte, they were each suspended 4 games, while the Detroit center Jalen Duren, he'll have a 2-game suspension. Also, the NBA fined the Minnesota Timberwolves big man Naz Reid $35,000, along with Atlanta forward Mohamed Guyan for their tussle also on Monday nights. Timberwolves would pick up a 133-109 win last night over Portland. Big night for Julius Randle, as he had 41 on the evening. Anthony Edwards had 14. He was listed as questionable going into the game because of an illness, but did start, had those 14 points. Minnesota goes into the All-Star break with a 34-22 record. That's good for fifth place in the Eastern Conference. They're just a game and a half out of third. Elsewhere last night, San Antonio goes into the All-Star break on a 6-game winning streak. They beat Golden State 126-113. De'Aaron Fox had 27 points for the Spurs. Victor Wembanyama had 26. Denver holds off Memphis 122-116. Triple-double for Nikola Jokic, 26 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists. His 184th career triple-double. Kawhi Leonard would score 27 points. His 3-point play with 2 seconds left was the difference as the Clippers beat Houston 105-102. Leonard had 27 points, 19 of those in the fourth quarter, and also 12 rebounds. Cleveland's Sam Merrill had a career-high 32 points. Donovan Mitchell had 30 as the Cavaliers rolled past Washington 138-113. The Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 138-89. Jose Alvarado of the Knicks had a season-high 26 points. He was acquired last week from New Orleans. Alvarado was 8 of 13 from 3. Boston beat Chicago 124-105. Charlotte stays hot with a 110-107 win over Atlanta. The Hornets go into the All-Star break, winners of 10 of 11. They were 19 of 51. From 3 last night. Oklahoma City cruised over Phoenix 136-109. Detroit beat Toronto 113-95. The Pistons go into the All-Star break, leading the Eastern Conference with a 40-13 record. And the other side of the spectrum, the Sacramento Kings, they've now lost 14 games in a row. They lose last night to Utah 121-93. The Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. It'll be Kyle Busch. He'll be on the pole. Has another shot at winning the big race that's eluded him in his career. Kyle Busch 0-20 at the Daytona 500. He also brings a 93 race overall losing streak into the weekend. Chase Briscoe qualified second, and the final starting order will be set with 2 qualifying races coming up tonight. Also, reigning NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson will remain at Hendrick Motorsports for years to come. The team announced the 33-year-old has signed a 5-year contract extension, keeps him with Hendrick Motorsports through 2031. He's won 2 championships and 26 wins for Hendrick over the past 5 seasons. And that's a look at your sports for Thursday, February 12th. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.